Well, there you go. That is Heaven by Tonight from Matt Baird. Matt Baird with the band Spoken, but he's got his side gig that he does, and Matt's going to be coming to Santa Fe real soon. We'll get to those details in just a moment, but welcoming as he takes a short stop to spend time with us on the road. Matt Baird, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. And to anyone who may be listening, thank you. I truly do appreciate it.
Well, listen, lots of listeners, when this frequency, 88.3 FM, was, you know, still airing a lot more music than it airs today. When people were, whether it was K-Lite or Static or Massive or M88 or Star 88, very familiar with Spoken. But for those not familiar, Matt, give us the Reader's Digest of how that music ministry started and where you've gotten to where you're kind of traveling the planet doing a few solo gigs.
Yeah, I mean, Spoken started when I was 19 years old, which was a whole lot of years ago. We wanted to play music. We weren't sure what we were doing. We started playing instruments. We started writing songs. We started playing, in our local area at people's houses on their back porch. And then it turned into playing music venues and at our school and, you know, all this stuff. And, we were lucky enough to be able to record a record, take off on tour. And it's been one of those things that, coming up in February, will be 29 years since Spoken started. And I can't believe I still get to play music. I can't believe Spoken is still a band. It's amazing that we still get to do it and meet people all over the world and play with bands from all over the world. And I started doing more acoustic stuff because I was doing some trim carpentry stuff in Des Moines where I live. And if I was home from tour, my boss was amazing. He'd let me work for 2 days here, 2 days there, whatever. But with trim carpentry, you have to use a lot of power tools and saws. And I made the decisions like I can't take a chance on, you know, injuring myself with a saw because one, it would affect touring with Spoken, but another would affect me, you know, in the limited ability that I do have to play guitar, it would affect that. And I want to do only music. I don't want to have a job on the side that, one, I'm not dependable because I come and go so often. So that's not fair to the boss of the job, you know, my employer. And another is like, I really feel like that's what God has me doing is playing music. And I want to do that. And so I would say it was probably 13 years ago that I did my first actual acoustic tour, and I took my family with me, which at that time we had two boys, and one of them was only a year old, you know. And I booked it was a 30-day tour, and I played 28 shows, and I almost killed my family. Like that was too much, you know. It was way too much. And by the time we got to Albuquerque, both boys had pink eye. They had been sick for a week, like all this stuff. We went to a clinic in Albuquerque actually to get them checked out. But it's been something that's really cool. And the great thing was with doing acoustic stuff for so long before COVID happened, once COVID happened and we couldn't tour as a band, I was able to do acoustic like events in people's backyards and in parking lots and a lot of live stream pre-recorded stuff. And it just really was a great transition. And so I really love doing acoustic tours. I really love touring with Spoken. I love the storytelling aspect of the acoustic tours, as well as, you know, I like doing guest worship at churches. You know, if I used to just drive all day long on a Sunday morning to try to make it to where I was playing Sunday night. But now I'm more intentional about, if I can facilitate a need in a town where someone is out sick or on vacation or whatever, I would really love to do that, you know? And so
let me testify to the storytelling. You know, last time I saw Matt Baird perform the acoustic set, just Matt Baird, not with Spoken. It was at the ABQ food trailer park thing not trailer park, the food trucks that are out in Albuquerque, just north of San Antonio on Louisiana near Grace Church there. Matt, not only are you a great storyteller, we heard some covers, we heard your original music, which, by the way, I want to draw people to a few places. All right, so have, and I'll certainly mention this again before we're done, but mattbairdmusic.com, you get a good idea of some of Matt's music and apparel, CDs, and all kinds of stuff, updates, and booking, and everything you need, Matt Baird, music-wise. Matt Baird, and Baird, and by the way, is B-A-I-R-D, for those who don't know, mattbairdmusic.com. The other thing, another site is where you can go to get information about the appearance this Thursday night, actually, in Santa Fe at the Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe. Should be a real fun evening. We mention these events often. It's no cost to attend the concert. Now the cafe will have, they'll be serving gourmet coffees and teas and Italian sodas and French cream soda. That sounds good. But along with Matt, Karen Lafferty, who's been part of, the Christian music movement as a musicianary, I want to say with YWAM for years. Karen's going to be opening up with some worship before Matt takes the stage. Before we talk more about that, Matt, I want to go back to your days as a, I forget what you said in way of carpentry, finishing or what have you.
Finished carpentry.
Yeah. How does that relate to what people will see if they go and watch these videos on YouTube? And before you answer that, I also wanted to make sure people knew they could find Matt Baird on Spotify, and I'm sure wherever else you stream your music from. Matt, the videos, does that have anything to do with your time in carpentry?
The videos, are you talking about the Heaven by Tonight video?
It's like Heaven by Tonight. It's just you on a stool in an unfinished, looks like an upper floor to a building.
No, it had nothing to do with that. I had a guy contact me from Texas. He's from the Houston area. It's like, hey, if you'd ever want to do a music video. And I just happened to show up, and it was in the upstairs of this garage space that they were building. And I'm like, this is really cool. I love it. And I've never once thought of that parallel ever until right now that you say that. But no, it was coming up on the winter months. It was around Thanksgiving. Iowa is awful in the winter. And I knew I wasn't going to be touring much coming up for the next few months because it was just, it's dangerous and hard, even though I'm doing it right now. But I needed to find a job to do. And so I just kind of contacted some different people at church, and they got me in contact with this guy named Matt. And I didn't know I knew Matt, but I called him up. I'm like, hey, I'm looking to do some work, labor or whatever it is. I'm off a tour for a little bit. He's like, yeah, great. Show up on this day. We'll get going. I'm like, but I don't have all the tools that I need. He's like, great. We got tools. I'm like, I've never done trim carpentry before. He's like, that's fine. We'll get going with it. I'll teach you. I'm like, what is happening? And I show up and, I see the guy. I'm like, wait a second. I know you. And he had played acoustic guitar and opened a show that I'd played in downtown Des Moines. He played acoustic guitar while this other guy sang a year earlier. And I'm like, whoa, okay, you played guitar at House of Bricks. He's like, yep. Yeah. I'm like, so you knew who you were talking to? He's like, yeah. Because I never once mentioned, hey, I'm in a band, I need a job, whatever. It was just like, I'm not on tour. I use that phrase. And it was really cool because I worked for him for quite a while, and he was an amazing boss, and he was super flexible. He taught me a ton. He trusted me to do the job. And, I worked with these other two guys that they didn't speak a lot of English, but they tried, and it was so much fun. And the finished product was amazing. But, one of them got hurt on the job one day, and I'm like, I can't do that. I can't do that to myself. And so I told him, I was like, hey, I have to step aside. He's like, I totally understand.
So Matt, as we head towards Thursday night and you taking the stage at the cafe in Santa Fe at Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe, speak to, who needs to be there?
I think that's a loaded question to say who needs everybody. Everybody.
All right, that's a good answer.
There, like everybody, because I play all types of venues, all to every style of human being. You know, like you think of your crazy redneck Uncle Chuck. I've played for him. You know, you think whoever it is, I have played somewhere that these people show up at, and so I will play songs that, you know, people relate to, things they've heard before. Same with stories. Like when you start telling a story and you see people start to react to it, you're led to tell more stories like that. I'm just a normal person, you know? And so I have normal stories that are ridiculous. Like things that you wouldn't expect to happen to people, they happen, and you tell stories about it and you can laugh about it now, you know, like, oh, it's crazy. But I just, an evening to turn your mind off, turn your brain off. Don't stress about, you know, what you got to do tomorrow. Don't worry about that. Like give us, you know, an hour of your life just to hang out and to sip a cup of coffee and breathe a bit. Cause that's what everybody needs. We all need that. We need to be able to just sit down, and there's no expectation on you. I'm not expecting you to do anything. You can sit there and stare at me for an hour. That's totally
coffee or French cream soda.
Yes, that sounds intriguing. Come get a coffee or a French cream soda and stare at me playing songs and telling stories for an hour. I promise you, I'm not going to make you feel awkward or weird, and you might enjoy it. I don't know. You might enjoy yourself.
Well, I'm going to give some more specific ways first in just a minute, because I know I mentioned it already, but where to find Matt's music, where to listen to it prior to Thursday night, so you could sing along when you get there. And trust me, Matt, I'm assuming, you know, if it's anything like the set that I saw here in Albuquerque just a few months ago, if they just show up, they're going to be singing along with some of the songs.
I think they will. Yes, you're right.
And the other thing is, off the air, you know, some of the best parts of interviews are before, you know, you go on the air. And before we went on, I mentioned, you know, what a great gal Karen Lafferty is, who for decades has been doing what she does. And you mentioned you ended up spending an hour with her on the phone. And I want to dig into that. I don't need to hear the conversation, but what I'm hoping to do here is they're hearing your heart. What did you gain from Karen that people don't want to miss as she's going to be opening in worship?
I think that there are times I do a lot of, what they call cold calling while I'm driving, you know, from one show to the other. I'm calling random places to try to, book events. I'm trying to make this happen. And it's really hard at times, especially when you're trying to play an area that you really don't play. And I wanted to play Santa Fe for a long time. And I just went on Google and I started Googling Christian music, Christian concert, Christian events. And Mosaic popped up. And, you know, I'm like, I don't know. It's worth a shot. And so you never know who's answering the phone. Okay. Sometimes it's a receptionist who has no interest in talking to you at all, right? Sometimes it's a person who just want to chat about life. And that's great too. I enjoy that. They just want to start talking. And at the end of a, you know, 20-minute conversation, they're like, oh yeah, well, we don't do events. I'm like, all right, well, hey, it's great talking to you. You know, there are times when the person that answers, I mean, at one time specific, it was Pastor Kyle in Moab, Utah. I didn't know who I was calling. I was calling random churches, and someone answers the phone, and we talked for quite a while about music, about ministry, about church, about Utah, about food, all this stuff. And I'm like, hey, what do you do at the church? He's like, I'm the lead pastor. I'm like, wait, what? I just talked to the lead pastor for that long. And like, he took the time. That's what was so cool about it. He took the time. And it was the same way when I called Mosaic. I didn't know who I was talking to. I didn't know that I was talking to some Christian music worship legend. I had no idea. And it's definitely not something she mentioned right off the bat at all. Like, that's what was so cool about it. We were just talking. It's like, well, we'd love to do more music events. And she's kind of giving me the rundown of the place, the space, what they do there, about Santa Fe and all this stuff. And, you know, then once it was, you know, I was kind of like, well, it'd be cool. Maybe I could, you know, see about if I could find someone from Los Alamos that wanted to play, or Albuquerque, or, and she's like, well, man, I'd be more than happy to, you know, play a few songs, you know, to open up. I mean, I've done music for a lot of years. And then it went into the conversation of like, oh, wow, you have done music for a lot of years. But it was so cool of like the humbleness that was in that conversation. She could have come out of the gate right off the bat, like, check it out. I've been doing this for 30 plus years. I know exactly what you're doing, you know, but she did not. And I think it's because she wanted to get to know who this person was. Like, she wanted to get to know me and what my heart was when it came to music, and you know, the intention of like, you know, who am I going to say yes to coming in and playing songs and telling stories? Like, this person could be so far off base, you know? And so the fact that she took the time to get to know me as a person first says so much about what their vision is for that community.
Yeah. And for those not familiar, I won't go into great detail about, you know, you mentioned Legend, and I agree. For those who saw the movie Jesus Revolution, if she wasn't depicted, I don't remember. I'm pretty sure she was part of the whole tent revival stuff outside of Calvary Chapel back in the Jesus Movement days. And she's just continued to do great work in Santa Fe. And what you said is just to who Karen is. When you go and hear Karen and Matt, Matt, I know your heart's similar. You're not gonna, you'll get to know Karen and you'll get to know Matt, but you'll get to know Jesus through them. They'll reflect his love and be ambassadors, and you'll have a great time. Bring a friend with you, you know, whether they're familiar with the music or not. It's going to be, I'll say this, Matt, when you're talking about, it's bohemian, man. It's a cool vibe.
I saw some pictures. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And God willing, it'll be a place for you to return, you know, other times when you're coming through. Now, let me walk through this again, all right? Matt Baird, lead singer of the band Spoken, if you're familiar with Spoken, but Matt's got his own acoustic set that he does with his music. He's coming in concert at the Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe. That's on Don Diego in Santa Fe. It's in the Church of the Nazarene there, and it's happening this Thursday night at 6:30. Karen Lafferty's going to open up with worship. Then Matt takes the stage. And as I mentioned before, they'll be serving gourmet coffees, teas, Italian sodas, French cream sodas. We've already mentioned a couple times. And it's no cost for the concert. Just show up. If you want details, you'll find them at facebook.com/Mosaic Music Arts Cafe. And for more information about Matt and his music, Matt Baird Music. .com is a place to go find out about that, and you'll find him streaming on Spotify. I'm assuming all of the streaming music opportunities, right, Matt?
Yeah, it's kind of, you can find it even if you just go to YouTube. You can find it.
Yeah. Well, Matt, thanks for your time. Be safe on the road. 10-2, brother. 10-2 on the
Absolutely.
Wheel.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. It's always great to talk to you. Thank you for listening, whoever you may be. Again, thanks to Mosaic for agreeing to let me do this. I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to a lot of things. Yes, green chili is one of the things I'm looking forward to. And I cannot wait. And so I'm really excited. So thank you so much.
All right. Don't be a stranger, Matt. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.